The usually calming sounds of wildlife in Paradise Valley, Montana, were silenced by the hum of civilization in April of 1990. Front loaders, 18-wheelers, and dump trucks constantly thundered into the compound of the Church Universal and Triumphant. They were preparing.
The leader of the church, Elizabeth Prophet, was overseeing the operation, her followers working like a colony of ants under her gaze. She watched them as they marched down into the completed fallout shelters.
They carried vital supplies, guns, ammunition, and food. All of the things they needed to survive the end of the world. April 23, 1990 was quickly approaching, and Prophet said nuclear Armageddon was near.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the eighth episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the beliefs of Elizabeth Clare Prophet, the leader of the Church Universal and Triumphant. In the late 1980s, she foretold of increased tension between the United States and the Soviet Union that would lead to a nuclear apocalypse.
Elizabeth Prophet assumed control of the group after her husband, Mark, died of a stroke in 1973. 2 years later, she rebranded the group the Church Universal and Triumphant.
She preached a unique combination of ideas, pulled from Christianity, Buddhism, and Theosophy. Elizabeth believed that she was an oracle who could communicate with Christ and other higher beings.
Prophet was increasingly focused on what she called the cycle of returning karma. She believed the world was locked into a negative cycle of karma, and over time these cycles would amplify like waves to the point of global destruction.
Prophet urged thousands of her followers located all over the world to gather in Montana to prepare for the end times that would begin on April 23, 1990.
Prophet preached that when nuclear Armageddon arrived, it would bring with it the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Up to 3,000 members heeded the call and joined Prophet at the 12,000-acre Royal Teton Ranch in Montana. Each one of them packed up their lives and paid nearly $6,000 to secure a safe space in an underground bunker.
They all got busy at the ranch, feverishly working to meet their deadline, all hanging off of Prophet's every word. They stockpiled all of the supplies they needed, including underground oil tanks, much to the chagrin of frightened locals. The group didn't feel they needed to explain themselves to anyone. They were going to be safe no matter what happened.
A large fortified watchtower was built to keep the group safe from roving bands of radioactive survivors desperate for supplies. They had purchased over $150,000 worth of assault weapons and ammo, enough to fight off any invaders.
Yet their plans for a sustainable life underground hit a snag. An oil tank was punctured during construction. Hundreds of gallons of oil leaked out into the landscape. Building was halted as they worked to contain the environmental damage, and the public scrutiny grew.
On April 23rd, the day when the cycle was to begin, a local judge forbade the group from continuing the work on their underground network. Followers were left dismayed by this inaction, just waiting for the end.
Their faith in Prophet was shattered when the Soviet Union dissolved on December 26, 1991. They had given up everything to follow her, and she had led them astray. The number of followers dwindled in the years that followed. In 1998, Prophet retired from work after she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
While the bunkers have long since been abandoned, The group continues to operate today, even with diminished numbers, still waiting for the day when the world will end, and they will be the ones left standing in supposed righteous glory.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.